Public employees in Brazil are on strike to try to stop a historic overhaul of the country's pension system. The system is overdrawn by about $20 billion a year, and analysts say the deficits are endangering Latin America's largest economy. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Rio de Janeiro.
For young Brazilians looking for work, the labor market holy grail is a job in government. Roberto Fent, editor of the economics journal Conjuntura Economica, says private sector work just doesn't compare.
The average wage in the private sector is much, much smaller than the average in the public sector.
Public servants here can retire as young as 48, and they get a pension equal to 100% of their last salary. Some go on to get new public sector jobs so they can multiply their pensions. There are some extreme cases of government retirees, popularly known as maharajas, who receive over $10,000 per month. This in a country where most retirees receive only a minimal Social Security payment of about $100 a month. Fent calls the situation unsustainable.
I'm pretty much convinced we are headed toward a big disaster if things don't change in a timely fashion.
The Brazilian government has seen this crisis coming for a long time, but it hasn't been able to do much because the job benefits are enshrined in Brazil's book-length constitution. But now, for the first time in years, Brazil has a president who's popular enough to get the congressional supermajorities to amend the constitution. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, a former labor leader, now wants to trim labor benefits. We're sure we're doing the right things, Lula says, of his plan to raise the retirement age and tax the highest pensions. The fact that these reforms are coming from a supposedly leftist president has angered public servants' unions, many of which have gone on strike. Union leader Rinaldo Martins de Oliveira is picketing outside the Justice Ministry building in Rio de Janeiro. We can say that this is a betrayal, Martins says. Lula is using lies to get public opinion on his side and stuff this down the workers' throats. Strong words, especially from union leaders who used to dream of getting Lula elected. The unions are showing their displeasure by shutting down universities, police investigations, and even the Social Security offices. In Rio de Janeiro's airport, customs officers are punishing the government by forcing tourists to wait hours to reclaim their luggage. Sitting on the idled conveyor belt, Brazilian traveler Nina Collard foresees a bruising battle between the public servants and the government. I understand that they want to maintain the rights they've acquired, she says, but it's time the government took steps. It's time to shake things up in Brazil. Collard says she didn't vote for Lula, but now she's glad he's in office. Lula also seems to have the tacit support of lower-paid public employees who stand to lose less under his reforms and who are generally ignoring the strike. They seem willing to give the president the benefit of the doubt. After all, Lula is a former factory worker, and the feeling is if he says the system needs reforming, then it's probably true. Martin Casti, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.